Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Schools are going to be open. We don't want people to make political statements or do it for political reasons. I think it's going to be good for them politically, so they keep the schools closed. No way. So we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools, to get them open. And it's very important. It's very important for our country. It's very important for the well-being of the student and the parents.
Lee, I was going to ask you, do you have like a phone line to somebody in the Fox newsroom? Where
sure,
we can
I can
help
get you
them?
One, yeah.
We could like help them with the story. It's so hard for them. And I don't know why that story they just ran again. They're doing it again. Oh, my God. Trump wants to open schools. He wants to kill children. And we got internal CDC documents that show it's a bad idea. And he's on his own. No. I posted this on Facebook. So maybe we can help the investigative geniuses in the Fox newsroom find it, too. It's from The Hill. Headline. CDC director, keeping schools closed poses greater health threat to children than reopening. I could speak slowly if it would help them. I mean, here we go. Here we have the mainstream media the whole time. What are they doing? If Trump doesn't do whatever Fauci and the CDC want, then he's anti-science, okay? He's following what the CDC guidance is. He may not agree with the reopening parameters. Dr. Robert Redfield, head of the CDC, wants face masks and, you know, social distancing and stuff in schools. It's going to make it harder to open. But he wants the schools open. And I do not understand why the folks at the Fox News, and I'm sorry we keep running that story without the context. I apologize to you. They're trying to confuse you or they're just ignorant. I don't know which it is. Again, he is following the guidance of the CDC. This is what they've wanted Trump to do from the beginning. He's doing it. And so now they got to lie by leaving that out. Let me read you the quote in The Hill from the Centers for Disease Control. Quote, this is from Robert Redfield, director of the CDC. I'm of the point of view as a public health leader in this nation that having the schools actually closed is a greater public health threat to the children than having the schools reopen. I have a hard time believing the folks in the Fox newsroom don't know this. So they go, oh, Betsy DeVos wants them open and Trump wants them open. They're bad. Well, you can tell us Redfield recommended they be open too? Because I thought we were supposed to follow science. This is what they do. It's not news. It's a hose job. When did Redfield say this? Thursday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did this interview with The Hill on Friday. It's Monday. Yet what was all weekend? Trump wants to open the schools and nobody else. And him and Betsy DeVos are crazy. Okay. So you don't want Trump to follow the guidance of the CDC now? I mean, God, pick one. Just drives me crazy. Just makes me crazy. Just for the love of, just tell the truth. Just how hard is it? Look, Redfield and Trump were going back and forth last week because Trump, like I said, he thinks it should be with fewer parameters. Redfield wants them to do the social distancing, but they're both on the same page. That they think it would be more damaging to students not to go back to school, Lee. So I don't know what you have to say about this, but I'm incredibly frustrated. I'd love to call them, and maybe I can help. Maybe they can start reading the news and before they report it.
Well, I just didn't take that quite as critically as you do. But
context.
You also have to understand that I've got 4 minutes.
It's not you. It's them. You're running their newscast. Why can they not understand this? I don't know why they can't understand it. Just to add in, by the way, the CDC advises children return to school that it would be more harmful for them to not return to school, says the CDC director. Because otherwise it makes it sound like Trump and Betsy DeVos are out there and now that stuff's leaking out of the CDC, it might be dangerous. Okay, well, ask Director Robert Redfield. You got a microphone. Ask him. Call him. Not you, them. Ask them. Call him. Why are you recommending that kids go back to school then? The president is following your guidance. God, everything in the news now, it's just a manipulation. It's not even a story anymore. It scares parents to death. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Trump wants my kid to go back. So Trump can't make your kid go back to school. That's up to your governor and your local authorities. They're going to do what they're going to do. But if you got an issue with the recommendation that children go back to school, don't take it out on Trump. He's following the CDC. And you know what? In the same breath this weekend, they're bashing him for not following the CDC on masks up until this weekend. What do they want? They want him to follow the CDC on masks, but ignore his own CDC on returning to school. I'm not even following anymore. I'm just lost. See, when they do that newscast like the one that we ran, we get them. We're in contract with them. We got to run them. I mean, this is what's missing, Lee. Okay, tell us what Betsy DeVos says. Tell us what Trump says. Okay, awesome. Tell us that this is the advice of his CDC director. No, that'd ruin a perfectly good narrative. Trump's out there trying to kill kids. And then they'll pivot to the, oh, well, the unions, the teachers' unions want the schools closed. Okay, fine, cool, report that. But tell us the CDC director has advised this, and he has not changed it from Friday. All weekend long, it ran in a loop. Trump wants schools, Trump wants schools, Trump wants schools. He's bad, 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 bad. Well, why aren't you criticizing Dr. Robert Redfield then? Oh, well, if we told people that, then they'd know the truth. I mean, look, Pelosi's in on the game, too. Listen to her.
They're messing the president and his administration are messing with the health of our children. Going back to school presents the biggest risk for the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, no, and she knows better, too. It's not Trump. It's the CDC. I'll throw my hands up. I just don't know what to do.
And now, the Tara Show, genius text of the day on 106.
Okay, sorry. We just accidentally hit the button there. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Jake Tapper and the crew, Trump actually went to an event and he went to a hospital and he was wearing the mask. They finally got the mask on him, right? And you'd think they'd be happy. But no. No, no. Jake Tapper tweets, if only Trump had listened to Fauci. Okay, so what, now we're supposed to listen to the CDC and the NIA idea. Okay, I get it. I get how this works. Okay, now we're supposed to listen to the CDC and the NIA idea. Okay, and he's wearing a mask. Wow, we could have saved so many lives if he just listened to Fauci. Tapper actually tweets this in March or February. Okay, let's listen to Fauci on March 8th on 60 Minutes.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
So, I don't know. I throw my hands in the air. I can't figure out. They either do or do not want him listening to these agencies. I'm at a loss, Lee. I'm just at a loss. But if you listen to the news this weekend, or just listen to our news there, I mean, what you got was the president is on this wild rampage to reopen schools in the face of, you know, against what the health experts want. Just not true. Just not true.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I love this. Do you see what one woman in Jacksonville, Florida did? This just warms my heart. It's her brilliant way of combating COVID stupid. Woman in Jacksonville, Florida, married to a man who has early onset Alzheimer's. His name's Steve Daniel. He lives in a rest home, the Rose Castle at Deerwood Nursing Home. I should say nursing home, not a rest home. Nursing home, where he lived. Okay. When he went into the nursing home, he was just absolutely terrified. He didn't want to be left alone, understandably. And she promised him, look, I'm going to be there for you. I will come every day. I will hold your hand. I will be there. Well, they said no visitors, COVID. I can't imagine what this has done across the country. I cannot imagine. I mean, can you imagine having to die alone, spend your final months alone or largely alone? Not able to see the people that you love the way that you would have had it been a year before and we weren't in an election season. I can't imagine what some of these people have been sentenced to by this COVID. Oh my God, he might get to COVID and die. He's in a nursing home. He's going to die anyway. We think he's going to come out, get up and play golf. He's not. And look, I'm not taking criticism from anybody. I have watched End of Life. I lived it with my mom. I know the decisions I would have made. I know what she wanted. I'm telling you, she was at risk for all kinds of things because of her pre-existing conditions. And no one bothered to tell us to put a mask on. Nobody bothered to tell us to do anything. And she'd already been hospitalized with one cold. Why? Because they deal with end of life every day. They know the reality. It's just going to take a cold or a flu to knock these people down. That's why they didn't. That's why nobody did until now. Till it got political. She says, I told him I'd be there with him holding his hand, his wife said. And on that condition, he agreed to go into the nursing home. He's got Alzheimer's. He's got to. Mary added, I told him I'd be there with him holding his hand. Mary added that that when they tried a window visit, though, Steve just cried. You can't explain it to him. Oh, God. The couple has not seen each other physically or had not seen each other physically since March because he might catch the COVID and die. But Mary had made the promise. Mary told reporters in June he'd lost 10 pounds during that time. He's just sitting there melting away. I know it. I can feel. God, he's alone. That's why. The need to protect the elderly and medically fragile was something Mary understood, but she believed she could follow the safety rules and precautions to go inside and see her husband. His nurse practitioner goes in there every day. This is so stupid. So stupid. His nurse practitioner goes in there every day. They act like this guy's going to get up, not have Alzheimer's one day and go back to work. Got to save him. Got to save. God, it's end of life. Give people dignity. All right, I'm going to get too upset. His nurse practitioner goes in there every day. I saw her with a gown and her gloves, and they scanned her for her temperature. Same stuff every day, she said. I didn't understand why I couldn't. Because COVID's stupid. We're just COVID stupid as a country now. Anyway, thankfully, when the nursing facility's corporate office heard the couple's story, they called and offered Mary a job as a dishwasher in the nursing home. After more than 100 days apart, Mary was finally reunited with her beloved husband because now she could go into the nursing home. God, hold on. I'm going over to the bloody spot on the wall to bang my head. Golly. He touched my face, even with the mask on, just to touch my face and look at me, just to touch him, just to touch his arm and to be that close to him again after 114 days, she said. I'm absolutely sure he knew me. And he actually said my name. He actually said Mary. And I'm incredibly thankful for that. God, I can't. This poor woman. Thinking that he thinks that she has abandoned him. But it's okay. Have the nurse come in. Can't get to COVID from the nurse. Can only get it from your wife. That's about as stupid as you can't get the COVID. You can get the, you know, you can't get the COVID up to 10:59 p.m. But you could get it at 11:03 at a bar or restaurant if they serve alcohol. This must be the same medical geniuses that are advising Henry McMaster. Anyway, she says, I'm absolutely sure he knew me. He actually said my name. He said Mary. Because of their experience, Mary created a Facebook group called Caregivers for Compromise because isolation kills too. God, do you want to be alone when you die? Do you? Because people are because of this COVID stupid. And I'm here to tell you, if COVID's going to knock you down in a nursing home, I've lived this with my mother. If you don't get COVID, you're getting the flu. You're getting one of the other dozens of viruses circulating right now. We used to get this as a country. We didn't used to be so stupid. Her group is pushing for the state to communicate potential plans with families, such as what the criteria will be to open nursing homes to visitors again. God, they have condemned people to die alone. Well, it'd be better if he died alone than with the COVID. What? God. Just the stupid. That poor man. What a wonderful wife. We should all be so lucky to have someone who loves us so much that even when we can't remember any of it, they're there. Most of it. I want to jump on this because this is more COVID stupid. And remember, the reason we had to destroy the economy and take it to Great Depression levels, really it's the Great Repression, was because we had a bend of curve. See, we could not have hospitals overwhelmed. So we had to destroy the economy. So sorry. Well, what if hospitals were overwhelmed? Well, the end would come. It would? Yeah, the end of the world. Oh. We ever seen hospitals overwhelmed before? I mean, we never have, right? It was just now because it's so serious. Oh, no, we've seen hospitals overwhelmed. Really? When? 2018. What? During the flu. Hospitals were overwhelmed. That was a severe flu year. Where? Everywhere, according to the Time magazine. The head of family medicine at New Jersey's Robert Wood Johnson Center said, we're managing, but just barely, at keeping up with the increased number of sick patients in the last 3 weeks. Again, this isn't COVID. This is the flu. The hospital's urgent care centers have also been inundated, and its outpatient clinics have no appointments available. Where else did this happen, according to Time magazine? All over the country, but no one cared. It wasn't an election year. Alabama's medical system experienced a huge surge in flu patients 2018. But amazingly, somehow they managed to make sure nobody died from lack of treatment without wrecking the economy. It's a miracle. Dr. Bernard Kamens, associate professor of infectious diseases at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, said that the UAB hospital canceled elective surgeries, scheduled for Thursdays and Fridays to make more beds available. You mean they were able to deal with it without wrecking the economy? How? Time also reported that California's hospitals had to deal with a surge in patients in 2018. Several hospitals had set up surge tents outside their emergency departments to accommodate the flu treatment patients. Other hospitals were diverting ambulances to other hospitals because they were full. Surge tents outside the emergency departments in Missouri. Once again, they found ways to handle it that didn't involve killing people. Or lots of people with other ailments because their surgeries got pushed off. In Fenton, Missouri, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital had to open an emergency overflow wing as well as outpatient centers and surgical holding centers to make more beds available. Almost every patient in the hospital has a flu. We're overwhelmed. It's making their pre-existing conditions worse. More and more patients are needing mechanical ventilation. Wow, and we got through this without shutting down the economy. Does anybody know about this? Who missed this? Los Angeles CBS affiliate reported, this is from Red State, this whole thing. They've got links to all of it. From Laguna Beach to Long Beach, emergency rooms were struggling to cope with the overwhelming cases of influenza. Funny that the surge in the flu didn't even dominate the news in 2018. It's weird. It's real weird. And you know what's even weirder? Hospitals were overwhelmed and inundated. And they did just fine. Unlike now, when our hospitals haven't been overrun yet by COVID-19, anywhere near the extent they appear to have been in 2018 when hospitals did just fine. Quite the reverse. We wound up with a historically unprecedented number of empty beds these past few months. Healthcare workers are furloughed because they're not needed. And almost unbelievably, the crisis we're facing is a wave of medical facilities in danger of closing from lack of patients. All right, that's enough COVID stupid for one day. We're just so stupid.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, cases going up in South Carolina, but so is testing. This drives me bonkers. These stories about, you know, case increases, doing this all over the country. It's not just South Carolina. The hysterical, never-ending, day in, day out, pounding, more cases, more cases, more cases. Terrifies people. But you ought to have a little context. And if you want to see this for yourself, it'll make you feel a little better. I put this up on my Facebook page. Should be marked fake any moment now, I'm sure, but it is real. It's from the scdhec.gov website, and I put the website where I got it, so you can go see it for yourself, because everybody wants to see to believe. I get it in today's fake media world. It's a chart of testing in South Carolina. It's a chart the South Carolina media doesn't want to show you. Because when the media reports that cases have spiked, oh my God, there's so many cases! They don't tell you that we're testing four times more people now than we were in April. And so if you go look at all of the charts on the SCDHEC site, you can see they've got them all over the place, the spike in cases, and it goes straight up. It does. And it roughly mirrors the testing chart, which also goes straight up. South Carolina is now testing four times the number we were in April and about 3.5 times the number we were in the first week of May. Those are big numbers, a lot more tests. That's why we're detecting a lot more cases. These cases were probably always there in the background. This is why the cases we're detecting are more mild than they used to be. People are going and getting the test. So why are they going to get, why are we testing, 3.5 times more now? And you can see, you literally overlay the charts and see the spike in cases corresponds almost exactly with the spike in testing. Well, there was a delay for the long time to getting, for, you know, getting the tests out. Remember the debate about that in Capitol Hill? So it took a while for there to be enough tests. Now, before, you had to get your doctor to refer you to have a test. So you'd have to do, you know, an online visit. You'd have to have symptoms, and then they would refer you for a test. Now you can just go sign up at CVS, Prisma, wherever you want. Now you go, just go get it. You could go get one, I don't know, today, tomorrow, if you want. So more tests became available in May, allowing the general public to be tested for the first time in places like CVS, not just those who had symptoms. Yeah, this disclaimer is almost never attached to local media's reporting or national media's reporting. We, by the way, the U.S. is testing more per capita than any other country on earth. So when you hear them say, we have more cases than any other country on Earth, yeah, we're testing more. But that ruined a good story. Context. Now, look, when I posted this yesterday, I get people debating me, okay? And I get it. They'll say in the comments section, okay, yeah, but how do you know that the spike in cases is directly related to the testing? Well, this is what I would say. People should be told we're testing at 3.5 times the rate we were just in early May right now. And that we're doing many more tests. We're getting many more cases. Does that mean all the cases are because of more testing? I don't know. I bet you SCD heck knows. I bet they could figure it out. It wouldn't surprise me if we have had a bit of a spike in cases too, because this also corresponds with the reopening of the state, not just the reopening of this state, but the reopening of other states, including Georgia. I mean, we have 60,000 South Carolinians on average. I think it was 58, actually, going down there on the weekend when our state was still closed. So we're going out of Georgia and we're getting, you know, all mixed up in the COVID mess and coming back up here. So I have no doubt that there's, more spread of it since the reopening. And people just, you know, getting out and getting about and realizing, dang, you know, like me, I've been walking around without a mask since March. I'm not sick. You know, maybe I don't need to worry about this thing so much. And they get out and they get around like any cold, it spreads. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't more cases as well, but not a dramatic increase. I think we're just detecting more. Again, I can't tell you which is the spread part and which is the detection part, but the media should tell you, and they don't. Shame on them. Why this is. And, you know, I went through the COVID conga line. I don't know if you've been through it. It's, you get tested at Prisma. I mean, it goes all the way out to the street. I mean, if you don't get there, it runs from 1 to 4. If you don't get there at like by like 12:30, forget it. You may not get tested. And that line is ridiculous. It's 2 hours. And so, you know, I get in line and I get up to the front. So the guy's, you know, got the pad and he's testing. I'm negative, by the way. And he's got the pad. He's asked me, he said, are you getting the test for surgery or are you getting the test for work? And I was real curious. I was like, why is that why most people are getting? He said, yeah, it's either you got to get a test now before you come in for surgery, even like plastic surgery or whatever you're getting, elective surgeries. He said, and you know, work is making a lot of people get tested. And that's exactly why I got tested. I got tested so I wouldn't have to work from home, so I could come in here. I had to prove I was negative. And I said, is that why people are coming? He said, yeah, their work is making them get tested so they can come back. Or they can prove that they're, you know, well. Oh, so this isn't panicked people who are so sick they're about to die coming in for a test because they're about to die because COVID kills everyone. No. No, it's not. Oh, and we're testing at what? 3.5 times the number we were in early May, 4 times the number we were in April. We're testing more people. Yeah, and we're finding more cases. Uh-huh. Up to 40% of them asymptomatic. By the way, the CDC said that over the weekend. They think now 40% of cases are asymptomatic. We have a guy in this building with an asymptomatic case. He got tested because somebody else in the building got it, so he got tested. He wouldn't have known he was, he wouldn't have known he was positive, and he wouldn't have been able to get a test before because you had to have symptoms. Now he's in the total. Oh my God, the dread COVID, it's spreading. Well, so's the testing. Anyway, it's just that kind of perspective that if the media was filled with good people, they would provide it for you. They'd provide the caveat, hey, probably more tests, you know, but also maybe more cases. And I betcha some enterprising reporter could get it, could call the South Carolina DHEC or maybe the CDC and get an estimate from them. Hey, how much of this do you think is the testing? We're testing at 4 times the rate we were before. And how much of this do you think is just there's more spread? I'd love to know the answer to that question, wouldn't you? But that'd ruin a perfectly good narrative of terror. So I guess we're not going to get that information. Maybe ever. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes, so you must get a test to prove you aren't sick, even though you aren't sick. Hey, this is COVID crazy. This is great American stupid. Yes. Text writes, why are you getting tested if you're not sick? LMAO. Well, I did. I had to. But again, it's not just me. That's the main two reasons people are getting tested. You know what it is? I bet you most of these employers out here, they just don't want the liability. They don't want to be sued. Oh, you made me work with someone with COVID. So now everybody's got to prove they don't have COVID. Texter writes, are all the new cases because we are testing more? So that's what I want to know. How much of it is the extreme amount of new testing we're doing? And again, how much of it is spread more? Greatest unknown ever, because the media is not interested in finding out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There ain't no voter fraud. Lindsey Graham once filed a bill declaring there isn't any voter fraud in an effort to humiliate Trump. Oh, by the way, do you see what Graham just did? After Robert Mueller's brilliant editorial trashing Trump for the Roger Stone commutation of his sentence, wherein Robert Mueller couldn't believe that someone he'd framed had gotten away with it. You really did dive into the double standard there. It's so outrageous. It's almost indescribable. But anyway, he commuted Roger Stone's sentence, and so Mueller's not happy with this because he had framed him fair and square. I don't even know how these convictions still stand. I'm honestly flabbergasted by it. I mean, because there's no there. When you launch a investigation into people that you have to commit fraud to open, then I thought in our country we throw out the resulting convictions. But hey, what do I know? Anyway, so Robert Mueller, he's not happy. So Lindsey Graham has he's finally found somebody worth having a hearing. He's going to have Robert Mueller in to trash Trump, because that's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. He's going to just let him trash Trump. Now, that's worthy of a hearing. Now, keep in mind, this is why we're mad at Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham chairs the Judiciary Committee. He has subpoena power and the jurisdiction to get to the bottom of this. And when he took over the gavel from Charles Grassley, Senator Grassley, who was term limited out, the investigation stopped. Here's what Red State writes about Lindsey Graham thinking Mueller's editorial was brilliant, deciding to have him in to testify, but nobody else. To be frank, the author writes, I'm highly skeptical. We've seen these empty pronunciations before. Remember when Graham said he'd call Eric Chermella, the whistleblower, to testify? Yeah, that never happened. Remember when Graham was going to subpoena all the major Obama official players in the Trump spying operation? That hasn't happened either. And we are almost at the election at this point. Yeah, he's had the gavel for a year and a half. But now, all of a sudden, now that Mueller has trashed Trump, he is a highly valuable witness, and we should have him. Red State nails this. He writes about Lindsey, I am confident of one thing, though. Graham, after raining praise on the former FBI director, that's Mueller, for years, is not going to subject him to another public hearing. Any hearing will be private, and the Democrats will leak things to make Mueller seem like a superhero of justice and Trump seem like a criminal. The right time to call Mueller was a year ago, when he just made a fool of himself. That opportunity was blown. Oh, on purpose. Nobody's done more to protect the deep state than our Senator Lindsey Graham. I'm not going to play the audio of Maria Bartiromo losing it on him again. She just got tired of being lied to. Why the people of South Carolina don't get tired of being lied to, I have no idea. But she's tired of being lied to. She finally went off on him. You've been telling me for 18 months you're going to subpoena these people. Wah, wah. Remember Peanuts? Wah, 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 wah. By the way, speaking of television productions, my husband and I watched Ford versus Ferrari. Have you seen this movie? Because it had like an incredible 90, I don't know what it's at right now, but it was like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes audience score. Nobody in America agrees at a 92% rate on anything. So I went, you know, I got to see this thing. Yeah, loved the movie. So, and you know what's good about it too? It's clean. So if you don't want any Hollywood surprises in your film, there aren't any. We enjoyed it thoroughly. That was a very moving movie. So if you're looking for something to watch, Ford versus Ferrari, good stuff. Texter writes, how do you go to jail for not telling Congress the story they want to hear about a crime that didn't happen? Well, you didn't used to before now. It's kind of like Alice through the Looking Glass. None of it makes any sense. Texter writes, Lindsay and Mitch decided to sabotage Trump's reelection. Yeah, they've been doing that the whole way. Texter writes, Facebook has banned campaign ads from Laura Loomer. Doesn't that mean Facebook has taken a political position? Oh, yeah, that's an in-kind donation to her opponent. I don't see how on earth that's legal. Texter writes, love the movie, and Matt Damon. Yeah, he did a great job in that movie. Another texter writes, where'd it go? Talking about a COVID test. A test is only good for the instant you take the test. You could take the test, be negative, and catch it that night. Pointless waste of taxpayer dollars. Another texter writes, I know people like this. No names named. Texter writes, friend of mine has been tested for COVID 4 times, hoping he gets it to get 2 weeks off. Yeah, there are people in this building with that deal. I mean, not to blame them. I mean, they obviously can't come in. Yeah, but the 2 week COVID vacation. Apparently, that does not apply to talk show hosts. Unfortunately, they expect us to just go home and keep talking on the Comrex. So, you see, Chris Lee, producer Chris Lee's nodding. Yep, got to go home and talk on the Comrex. So, it doesn't do me any good to get it. Although, I admire the folks that are trying. This is so ridiculous. Texter writes, I agree with Nancy Pelosi. Don't send the kids back to school. They're just getting dumber. Could be. Texter writes, Lindsay may actually manage to turn deep red South Carolina over to blue in the Senate. Oh, yeah, by losing to the Democrat. Oh, he didn't go to lose. That's one thing you say about Lindsey Graham. He may be evil, but he's not stupid. He's not going to lose. He'll beat the Democrat. He always does.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.